From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 10, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Cairo is in need of a second source of water. On Tuesday, February 9th, Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the town board discussed the need for at least one additional source of water for the town at a meeting last week. The newly elected supervisor said the board is looking into the possibility of making use of the wells located on the former Cedar Terrace Resort property on Main Street. The property has been owned since 2013 by Julie and Steve Freeman. Benoit said officials are looking into how much water is actually there and if it could be leased for the town. The town's main water well, located in Angela Cana Town Park, did not work properly last year. Faced with low water levels and an unreliable well, Benoit said officials found a temporary alternative, but it could not be a long-term solution. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that voters in the Hudson School District approved two propositions in a special election held on Tuesday, February the 9th. Proposition 1 authorized the sale of the former Claverick School to artist Jeffrey Gibson for a minimum price of $380,000. The building formerly housed the district's administrative offices, and most recently it served as a temporary county courthouse. Proposition 2 was a $19.9 million bond issue to fund the expansion of the M.C. Smith Intermediate School, as well as capital improvements to all three of the district's buildings. A total of approximately 1,100 voted in the election. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Monday, February the 8th, announced $2 million in state funding for the largest state-supported solar project for healthcare organizations statewide. The project will provide St. Peter's Health Partners and the Center for Disability Services with clean power. The 21-acre solar installation, which will contain 16,000 solar panels, will be located on vacant land in the town of Greenport. The solar-generated power will offset about 10% of power consumed by St. Peter's and the Center for Disability Services. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This project represents a major step forward in growing the clean energy economy both here in the Capital Region and across New York," end quote. The funding will help support the governor's clean energy standard to meet 50% of the state's electricity needs with renewable resources by 2030 and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The 5.3 megawatt project will provide the same amount of power each year as would be needed for 850 average-sized homes. It will reduce greenhouse gases by nearly 2,000 tons annually, equivalent to taking about 375 cars off the road. Construction has begun, and the system is expected to be operating in August of 2016. Total investment in the project is approximately $12 million, including $2 million from the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. You can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. Gail Henson is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board will hold a workshop session at Town Hall on Thursday, February the 11th, to meet with members of the Morris Memorial Association and Chatham Central School District. The purpose behind the meeting is to work out a plan to have a committee or commission take over the town's recreational summer program, according to Town Supervisor Maria Lowe. She said the Morris Memorial Association currently runs all other activities at Crellin Park. The youth and community-based not-for-profit host a variety of programs in the Morris Memorial Building in Crellin Park and at the Chatham Middle and High School. And for our final story, here's Andrea Sears reporting from the Public News Service on the high radiation levels found in groundwater at Indian Point.
State officials say alarming levels of radioactive tritium have been detected in groundwater from test wells at the Indian Point Nuclear Power Station. According to news reports, the contamination at one well had jumped to over 8 million picocuries per liter, 400 times the EPA maximum for drinking water. Entergy, which owns the facility, emphasized that the tritium was detected in groundwater, not drinking water. But Paul Gunter of the group Beyond Nuclear says that distinction is not reassuring.
Today's groundwater is somebody's drinking water someday. Water recycles. It's not made. It's a gift.
The tritium-tainted water reportedly came from a spill during a maintenance exercise. Tritium is considered a health risk that can lead to cancer. Governor Cuomo has ordered state environmental and health agencies to conduct their own investigations of the tritium release, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is sending a radiation protection specialist to the facility. But Gunter points out this isn't the first leak and probably not the last.
There are miles of buried pipe that it's just earth on pipe. They don't even want to risk digging them up to inspect because they'll break them with a backhoe.
Gunter says his group sees the tritium release as symptomatic of the NRC's broader inability to regulate the nuclear power industry. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers today. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 36 degrees. The chance of precipitation for today is 50%. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 19. Chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 30%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 24 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 26 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:57 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:21 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 10th day of February, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.